Today's daf is Beya Daf Chof Tes, and we are at the Mishnah, two lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Ches Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Yaakov Ara ben Fega, Tamar bas Chasida from Arifka, and Etam Malka bas Miriam. So the Mishnah is continuing to discuss Hilchis Yontif, specifically the halachos of how one can and cannot buy something from a butcher or from a chenveni, a grocer, on Yontif. So you would think that to buy something from a store owner on Yontif would be absolutely forbidden. Mekach u'memkar should be asur on Yontif. Stating that it's mavur in the sugyas of Masechtas Beya that under certain conditions it's actually okay to purchase something on Yontif. The one thing that the buyer and seller had to be sensitive to was that when they bought and sold, when they transacted, they did it in a way that didn't give off too much of a vachendig appearance, meaning it wasn't done so much b'maisachal. So on that note, the Mishnah and the Gemara is going to continue to discuss very nuanced, very technical halachas as it relates to how one can and cannot transact on Yontif. Says the Mishnah, a person can't go over to a butcher on Yontif if he wants to buy meat and say, shakoy li bediner basar, give me a dinar, that's a dollar amount's worth of meat. Aval shoychet u'mechalik b'neim. However, the butcher can shecht an animal and somebody can go and purchase a piece of meat from that animal. Meaning, it's okay to purchase meat from a butcher on Yontif. What's not okay is to talk about money. So you can't go over to the butcher and say, I want a dinar's worth of meat, because you just talked about money. And talking about money is not okay. If, however, you simply buy a piece of meat without mentioning money, that in and of itself is going to be okay. So the Gemara asks the obvious question, hey, chiyavid. So what then should you do? If you're not allowed to mention money, how are you supposed to buy it? And Rashi adds, the bishloima, if a person wants to buy the whole animal, so it's easy. I want to buy the whole animal. You want to buy a half animal. The person says, I want to buy half animal, a quarter of an animal, a third of an animal. That's not complicated. But let's say a person just wants to buy a piece of meat. So if there's a dollar amount associated with it, you'd say, I want a dinar's worth of meat. But if I'm not allowed to mention money, and the amount of meat that I want to buy isn't such a defined amount, it's not a third of an animal, for example, so hechi of it. How are you simply supposed to buy it? So the Gemara says the answer is kiha. It could be explained with the following. The Besuri Amri in Surah, they would say tarta upalgi tarta. If somebody wanted to buy meat in Surah, that was a city in Bavel, he would say, I want to buy a tarta of meat, or I want to buy a half a tarta of meat. Rashi says that the butchers used to have pre-cut meat, so that when a person came to buy meat, he didn't necessarily talk in terms of dollars and cents. He didn't necessarily say, I want a dinar's worth of meat, I want a pruta's worth of meat. He would say, I want a tarta, that's a certain amount, or I want a half a tarta. That word is something that you're allowed to say on Yontif, and that's the way you would buy meat. B'Narash, in the city of Narash, this was also in Bavel Amri, the word that was used was a chalka, palgi chalka. So butchers would have pre-cut meat. Again, some were a chalka, the others were a half a chalka. Pumpadisa, Amri and Pumpadisa, they would say uzio palgi uzio. B'Nahar pakud u'b'masa mechasi, these were two cities. Amri, they would say river u'palgi river. The point is, these were all names used to describe the pre-cut meats that the butchers had. They had the full one and the palga, the half a one. And if you want to buy meat from a butcher on Yontif, that's where you would buy it. If you want to buy a half animal, just say you want to buy a half animal. You want a whole animal, quarter animal, third of an animal. If there's an easy way to identify what it is you're trying to buy, then it's not a big deal. But if there's not an easy way to identify, you can't talk in terms of dollars. You can't say, I want a dinar's worth, I want $100 worth. That wouldn't be fine. What could you say? I want a tarta, I want three tartas and a half a tarta. I want an uzio and 17 half a uzias. That's something that you would be able to do. That's the way you would purchase meat on Yontif. Zok the Mishnah, mi inyan le inyan, ba'isa inyan. So the previous Mishnayas, we're talking about buying meat on Yontif. Now we're going to shift our attention and we're going to talk about buying things from not a butcher who sells meat, but from a grocer. So you're buying oil, you're buying wine, you're buying these things, l'tzarech Yontif, even though it's mekach u'memkar, it's something that you're allowed to do, but at the same time, you have to be sensitive to ma'isei chol, uvdu d'chol. You have to make sure that you don't do it in too much of a weekday way. So it says the Mishnah, Imra Adam l'chenveni, a person's allowed to tell a grocer, that's the right gerson, the Gemara, ma'leili klize,
fill up this keli with oil or with wine. Avaloi ben mida. However, you're not allowed to use a mida. The Gemara is going to explain what that means. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Hayi kli shel mida lo yemalenu." If the kli was a kli shel mida, also you're not allowed to fill it up. The Gemara will explain Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Maisa says the Mishnah. There was a story with Abishol ben Botnis. So Abishol ben Botnis, we're going to see in the Gemara, was one of the Tanan. He was a big chacham, but he also was a grocer. He was a chenfini. And Abishol ben Botnis, when he would sell things, his minig was, shoyim emali midoysav me'erev yantiv v'noisnan lulakuchais. What he would do is, he knew people were going to come on yantiv and they were going to want to buy things. He also knew that you're not allowed to measure food on yantiv. So he would take these big barrels, he would measure them before yantiv, meaning he would fill them up before yantiv, and then when people came, they were already pre-measured, like this would be able to sell them. Abishol ben Botnis didn't want to measure the food on yantiv, so he had it prepared already from before yantiv. Abishol Oimer, Abishol said, so this is Abishol the Tana, the well-known Tana, explaining the minig of Abishol ben Botnis, not the same person, both Abishol, but Abishol, the famous Abishol, explaining Abishol ben Botnis, this chacham slash grocer. So he said that Abishol ben Botnis af b'moyed oisakein. He used to do the same thing on cholamoyed, and Rashi and the Bach and the Vilna Gaon, they take out the next words, mipnei birurei hamidas. In fact, we'll see in the Gemara that the reason Abishol ben Botnis used to do this on cholamoyed was mipnei bitul beis hamedrash. The reason is because Abishol ben Botnis on cholamoyed used to darshan, and people would come to talk to him and learning, and he didn't want to have to be busy in his grocery store sitting and emptying out containers of wine and oil and all these different types of food. So what he would do is he would stack it before yantivs like this. When people came, he was able to give it to them. The Chachamim said, "Af becholo isakein." That Abishol ben Botnis, he used to prepare things in advance, even during the week. Mipnei mitzui hamidos, and this was for a completely different reason. The reason Rashi says is because Abishol ben Botnis was concerned that if somebody was going to come buy something from him, maybe he wasn't going to get 100% of what he was supposed to get. And the way Rashi explains it, that this was talking specifically about oil. So the minig was, if somebody wanted to buy oil, he would take a barrel from his house, he would bring it to the grocer, it was empty, and he would tell the grocer, "I want to buy a lug worth of oil, please fill it up." The grocer had a lug barrel sitting on the shelf. He would take the lug of oil, empty it into the buyer's barrel. Now what happens is, if you empty oil from one barrel to another, the reality is not all the oil is going to come out right away. The reason is because oil is thick, it's viscous, and it sticks to the walls of the keli. In order for all the oil to come out, it would have to sit upside down for a very long time until you get the last tipa of shemen to finally come out. Abishol ben Botnis was very careful in Chayshim Mishpat, and it's for that reason he didn't want a lekech to walk in, ask for oil, him just dump his barrel of oil in, because he knew that the lekech would end up getting ripped off. He wouldn't end up getting all the oil that he paid for. So what he would do is he would say, "You want to buy oil? That's fine. Bring me the barrel today. Tomorrow you'll come pick up the oil." In the meantime, overnight, his barrel is upside down, leaking the last drops of oil into the lekech's barrel. Like this, he knew he wasn't messing the person up. The point is, Abishol ben Botnis had a very interesting minhag. He was a grocer, but he was a very, very frum grocer, and as a result, he had a bunch of chumras. What was chumras? The Mishnah mentions three. Number one, he didn't measure anything on yantif, so all his measuring kalim were already done from before yantif. Number two, Abishol said that on cholamoyed, he also didn't get busy. He used to prepare things before cholamoyed, because on cholamoyed, he used to give drushes. People used to come to talk to him and learning, so he didn't want to be busy in his store. So he tried limiting the amount of time he was in the store. The Chachamim said that he even had a unique minig during the week, that if you wanted to buy oil from him, you had to deliver your chavis the day before. The next day, you can come pick it up. And in the meantime, the whole day, it would be sitting upside down. Like this, he would make sure the lekech wouldn't lose anything. So the Mishnah was made up of a Reisha and a Seifa. And the Gemara is going to discuss the Reisha and the Seifa. So the Reisha mentioned the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Very vague. The Sefer discussed the minig of Abishol ben Botnis. So first the Reisha. The words of the Reisha again. Omer Adam L'chaver. A person's allowed to tell his friend, or L'chenveni, he's allowed to tell a grocer, Maleli Kliza. This is on Yontif. He brings his empty keli, and he tells him, "Please fill up this keli." He's allowed to say that. Avaloi ben Mida. You can't do a Mida. Rabbi Yehuda, him Rabbi Yehuda said, "Im hoya kli shal Mida, lo yemalenu." Yehuda's machmer, and he says, if it was a kli shal Mida, that's already not okay. So the Gemara says, what does the Chachamim mean
What's Rabbi Yehuda saying? What's the machloikis? The Gemara is going to bring two pshatim. My avaloi b'mido. What does avaloi b'mido mean? Meaning, poshet pshat in the chachamim. Oimer adam lechaveroi, maleili klize avaloi b'mido. The Gemara wants to know, poshet what the Mishnah is talking about. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul. So Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. What it means is, avaloi b'kli hamiyuchel b'mido. That the chachamim are saying that you're allowed to go to a chemedi on yontif, you're allowed to bring a keili, and you're allowed to ask him to please fill up the keili so that you can buy whatever it is you want to buy. You don't talk about money. We saw that in the previous Mishnah. But this is something you're allowed to do. What you can't do is the keili that you're using can't be a keili that's used for measuring. Even if you're not looking to measure, you can't use a measuring keili. The reason is because you're not allowed to measure on yontif, and using a measuring keili is a maisa chayl. If you're going to use a keili that's miyuchel lemedida, it's too much of a ma'isachol, that's something you can't do on yontif. However, the chachamim hold that if you want to use a keli that's oimed lamida, meaning it's destined to be used to measure, but it hasn't been used to measure yet, that's okay. For us, Rabbi Yehuda came and he argued and he said, afilu kli ha'oimed lamida lo'yamalenu. You can't even use a keli that's going to be oimed lamida. Even a keli that you haven't used to measure yet, but it's a keli that you plan on using to measure, even that's not going to be fine. So the way Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel explained the machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, is a person's allowed to go to a grocer, fill him up on yontif. That's okay. However, the Chachamim hold, you can't use a keli hamayuchad lamida. A keli that's a measuring keli, but it's been used already for measuring. That's the point. You can't use. Rabbi Yehuda says, even a keli that hasn't been used yet, but it might be used. It's like a backup. You didn't use it yet, but you might use it one day to measure. If you're measuring cup breaks, you're going to use this one. Even that's not okay. Who's the Mekel? The Chachamim are the Mekel. Who's the Machmer? Rabbi Yehuda, that's the Machloik. It's Okti Gemara. Alma, what do you see from our Mishnah? Gabi Simchas Yantiv, when it comes to Simchas Yantiv, Rabbi Yehuda Luchomer, Rabbanu Lekula. Rabbi Yehuda's Machmer, Rabbanu Namekel. Right, we're talking about buying something for Simchas Yantiv. You're buying food on Yantiv because you want to enjoy Yantiv. Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to do it in a weekday way. What's considered a weekday way? The Chachamim are Machmer. Rabbi Chachamim are Mekel, Rabbi Yehuda's Machmer. See, you see that the Chachamim were Mekel, Rabbi Yehuda's Machmer. Freit the Gemara v'Ibchash Aminu Lohu. We saw yesterday that after just the opposite time we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, Imer, Rabbi Yehuda said, Shaykel Adam Masa Geneged Akli. A person's allowed to measure, he's allowed to weigh meat on a scale if he has a keli on the other side of the scale, Ukeneged Akoyfetz, or if he has a hacker on the other side of the scale. The Chachamim said, Eim Ashkichim Mekav Zayin Kolikar. You're not allowed to use a scale at all. So what was the context of that machloekis? Because we were discussing weighing meat. And again, you're doing it for Simchas Yantif. You went to the butcher, you want to buy meat. The butcher now wants to weigh the meat. So you're not allowed to weigh it in the regular way. They used to weigh meat on a scale. You put the meat on one side of the scale, you put a weight on the other side of the scale. That's for sure not okay. However, there was machloekis to read in the Chachamim. Could I use the maznayim, this weight, with a shinui or can I not? Rabbi Yehuda said you can. The Chachamim said you can. Now, why can't you? Ma'isachal. Why would you think maybe you should be able to? Because of Simchas Yantif. Now, in that Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said you can do it with a shinui. The Chachamim said you can't. So, Alma, you see Rabbi Yehuda Lekulav, Rabbanu Lechumro. You see Rabbi Yehuda's Mekel and the Rabbanu Namach. So, in our Mishnah, when it comes to defining Ma'isachal, in the context of doing something for Simchas Yantif, the Chachamim were Mekel and Rabbi Yehuda was Machmer. And in the previous Mishnah, when it came to weighing meat, same exact shiloh. You're doing a ma'isachal, but you're doing it for Simchas Yantif. Rabbi Yehuda was Mekel and the Chachamim were Machmer. Sefreit the Gemara, Kasha the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda, Kasha the Rabbanan, the Rabbi Anan. We have a steer in Rabbi Yehuda, we have a steer in the Rabbanan. In the first Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda was Mekel, the second Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda was Machmer. In the first Mishnah, the Rabbanan were Machmer. In the second Mishnah, Rabbanan are Mekel. So we have a steer in Rabbi Yehuda, we have a steer in the Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda like Kasha, the steer in the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is not a Kasha because you can say, Hasa Mishnah, Inu Yomid Lamida, Hacha Ba'oimed Lamida. Rabbi Yehuda holds that in the previous Mishnah, it's okay. Because what was the problem? It's a Ma'isachal. But you did it with a Shinoi. To use a weight, a Maznayim, a scale, is a Ma'isachal. But if you do it with a Shinoi, instead of putting a weight on the other side, you put a Keli on the side, it's a Shinoi. It's okay. That's where Yehuda was Mako in the previous Mishnah. But Hachma over here, it's Oymel Amida. What are you doing? Over here, what you're doing is you're using a measuring cup that hasn't been used to measure yet. I hear, but it's Oymed Lamida, one day you're going to use it. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that's not called a Shinoi. I mean that's not called a Shinoi. Therefore, over here, it's going to be a problem. The Rabbana, the Rabbana, Nami Lakasha, the steer of the Rabbana, Rabbana is also not fair. Because Hassam, over there, you could tell me the reason the Rabbana were Machmer, you're not allowed to use a scale, even with a Shinoi, is because Ka'ovit could have of them Bechav. Because at the end of the day, you are doing something that people sometimes do. And Rashi says that what this means is that even though you're doing it with a Shinoi, but sometimes people would use a scale, not with a weight on the other side, but with a keli on the other side. I mean that people sometimes did it that way, therefore it's going to be a problem. Hach over here, loika ovid kida ovdim b'chal. But over here, you're doing something
that's not an uvda d'chol, because the rabbanon hold being that you're using a keli that's never been used to measure, so what you're using is not an uvda d'chol at all, and as a result, it's going to be okay. So the Gemara says it's true. High level, it looks like we have a stira Rabbi Yehuda, a stira rabbanon and rabbanon. Two cases of doing a maisa chol for the purpose of simchas yontif. One place Rabbi Yehuda's machmer. The other place, the Chachamim HaMachmer, one place where we just Mekel, the other place, the Chachamim HaMekel. It sounds like a stira, but the Gemara says that if you look more carefully into each case, you could hear why maybe Rabbi Yehuda would be Machmer here, and why maybe the Chachamim would be Machmer there, and vice versa, and as a result, it's not really a kasha. But either way, the first pshat in the ratio of the Mishnah, Oymer Adam Lechaveroi Malei Li Kleizav, Aloy B'mida, the Chachamim are saying that you're allowed to fill up by the Chenveni a keli that wasn't ever used lamida, even if it's oymeh to be used lamida. It's a backup, it's a reinforcement, but if it hasn't been used yet, it's fine. If it's miyuchid lamida, if it's been used already, then you can. Rabbi Yehuda oymeh mhoye kli shalmida loyim aleno, what Rabbi Yehuda is trying to say is that even if you haven't used it yet, but you may use it at some point in the future, that's enough of a reason for you to not be able to use it. Rava had a different shot in the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. My avalei b'mida, what did the Chachamim mean when they said, Oymer Adam l'chaveroi, or Oymer Adam l'chenveni, malei l'kli zeh, avalei b'mida? What the Chachamim meant to say was, shalei yaskir lo yishay mida. You're not allowed to talk about the measurement. Meaning, if you want to take a keli and tell the chenveni, fill up the keli, even if it's a keli hamayuchad l'mida, even if it's a keli that's used always to measure, that's fine. As long as you don't say the mida, as long as you don't say, fill up a quarter or a lug, fill up the keli, that's okay. You're allowed to use the keli, you just can't talk about the measurements. Av kli yuchid l'mida, if you want to use a kli, even if it's been used already for measuring, yimalenu, that's fine. Vasar b'hidu l'meir, b'hidu argued, and he said, kli yuchid l'mida, lo yimalenu. If it's a kli yuchid l'mida, you're not allowed to fill it up. But according to Rava, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, if the keli is only oymeh l'mida, it's never been used, it's only a backup, it's a reinforcement, it may be used, then it's going to be fine. So according to Rava, what's the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? The machloikis is, are you allowed to use a kli hamiyuchid l'mida, a kli that's been used already for measuring, where you're not mentioning the measurement? According to the Chachamim, you can. Only if you mention it is it a problem. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you cannot. But the Gemara makes the same diyuk, and the Gemara goes through a similar exercise that it did a previous Gemara. Even according to Rava's pshat, what comes out is alma gabi simchas yontif. When it comes to simchas yontif, Rabbi Yehuda l'chum, Rabbana l'gula. Rabbi Yehuda's machmer when it comes to uvda d'chal, and Rabbana n'amekel when it comes to uvda d'chal. The Gemara of ibchus hamina luhu. We know from the previous mishnah faket. Rabbi Yehuda maybe this says shaykel all the masik and neged a klipit. Rabbi Yehuda says that you're allowed to weigh meat keneged a keli. The Chachamim say, you're not allowed to. Amo, what do you see from the previous Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda l'klul Rabbanon l'chumro. The Rabbi Yehuda was making Rabbanon was machmer. Kasha the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda kasha the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon. Same exact kasha. So the Gemara says the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda like kasha. The steer Rabbi Yehuda is not shver. Hasam, the previous Mishnah is b'she'ena miyuchad l'mida. Over there, you're using a keli that's not miyuchad l'mida. There you're doing it with a shinui. Hach over here miyuchad l'mida. Over here you're using a keli a miyuchad l'mida. And according to Rava, by the way, Rabbi Yehuda only said it's a problem where the keli is miyuchad l'mida. So the distinction between the two cases is even more obvious. In the previous Mishnah, it's done with a shinui. Here, you're using a keli that's already been used for measuring. The Rabbanan ad Rabbanan, nami lekasha, and even the steering the Rabbanan is not shver, because hasam over there of the mechayel, like we saw in the previous Gemara. Even the Rabbanan hold that to use a scale with a shinui is something that people sometimes use, and as a result, it's a problem. So on some level, it's uvda d'chal. Hachma over here, loika avid kuda of the mechayel. But over here, you're not doing an uvda d'chol at all. Why? Here you're using a keli amayuchad l'mida. So you would think that it's an uvda d'chol. You're using a keli that people use to measure. The reason is the mekarvi, the avdi inchi, because the minik sometimes with people is the mekarvi chamra b'mana the kilo v'shasso. People sometimes will drink wine out of a measuring cup. So just because you're using a measuring cup, that in and of itself doesn't mean it's uvda d'chol. If you're actually measuring, yeah. But just because you're drinking from it, not, and therefore the Rabbanon hold, you're allowed to use a measuring cup. As long as you don't talk about the measurements, you don't mention the Shema Amida, it's going to be okay. Regardless, that concludes the Gemara's discussion of the Reisha of the Mishnah. What was the Reisha of the Mishnah? A Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Someone goes to a Chenveni on Yontif. He wants you to fill up this keli with some beverage. The question is, can I use a measuring cup? That's the question. And it's a Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Two versions of what the machloikis was, hatzad ashove between the two versions, is that the chachamim were mekel and Rabbi Yehuda was machmer, which the Gemara thought was surprising in light of yesterday's daf. We're in a very similar context.
Rabbi Yehuda was the one that was Mekel Achamah with Machmer, and the Gemara worked it all out. So what was the Sefer of the Mishnah? The Sefer of the Mishnah spoke about Abishol ben Botnis. He was a big Chacham. He was a big Talmud Chacham. People used to come to talk to him and learn. He used to give grace to drashas. But at the same time, he was a Chenveni. And the Mishnah mentioned three Hanhagas that Abishol ben Botnis had when it came to the way he ran his grocery. Number one, he used to do all the measuring before Yantif. He didn't measure on Yantif. Uvdu Dechayel, that's a weekday activity. He didn't do it on Yantif. Number two, he didn't even measure on Chol HaMoed because it took time. And Chol HaMoed, people are off. And they were talking to him and learning. And he didn't have time to be busy in his store. So to the extent he had to, he was. But he tried minimizing the amount of time he spent there. And then the Mishnah said that even during the week, he had an interesting custom. And that is, if you wanted to buy oil from him, you had to leave your keli there overnight. Because he was so careful about the mitzui hamitois, he wanted to make sure every little drop of oil that you're supposed to get, you were going to end up getting. Zokta Gemara. Ma'isa ba'abishol ben potnis. Tanu b'nun to the b'raisa. Ap ha'moed oisakein. He used to do this on Chol HaMoed as well. Mepnei bitul beis medrash. Because he didn't want to waste time from the beis medrash like we mentioned. Tanu rabbanon. Hu kines. At one point, Abishol ben potnis had sholesh meyes garve yayin mibiruri hamitois. He had 300 barrels of wine that came from Birurei Hamidos. So what's Birurei Hamidos? Rashi says that when you pour wine from one barrel to another barrel, sometimes the wine foams up a little bit. So let's say somebody wants to buy a lug of wine. So somebody comes with a barrel that contains a lug. You go to the Meicher takes his lug and he pours it in. What's going to happen is, you're not going to end up getting, the buyer isn't, the full lug. The reason is because the wine is going to foam up a little bit so that you're not going to be able to fit the full lug inside. Now if you wait around until the foam, like a fizz, comes down, then you'll be able to get the full lug. But the buyer usually doesn't want to wait around. So what would happen is very often, the buyer wouldn't end up getting the full lug that he paid for. Who would keep it? The seller would. Abishol ben Botnis made a cheshbon that he had 300 barrels of wine from those little drops that the lekech didn't get. Mi biruri amidos. The chaver of his friends, kinsu, they had the same sholesh meyes garbiyai mi mitzui amidos. From the oil. That's what we mentioned in the Mishnah. So he had it from wine, they had it from oil. And they didn't want to keep the wine and they didn't want to keep the oil respectively. They didn't want it. So they decided, what are they going to do with it? They're going to donate it to the Beis HaMikdash. So Abishol ben Botnis and his chaverim, these grocers, they go to the Beis HaMikdash, they go to the Gizbar, the Heilige grocers, and they want to donate it to the Beis HaMikdash. Amar lahem, so the Gizbar told them, Yatam skukim lekach, you don't have to. Can keep it. Why are you doing that? It's yours. The Lekeach was Michael. When the Lekeach came, he knew that he wasn't getting the full dollar amount. He knew you were keeping a little bit of the wine. He knew you were keeping a little bit of the oil. Right? And Abishol ben Botnis' case, there was no extra oil. Why? Because he used to have it there from the day before. But the wine and these things, he said, you know, you're allowed to keep it. It's fine. Amar lahem, they told him, Af anu ein ritzayin ein b'kach. We know that. But we don't want it. Amr Lahem, so the Chevron, the Beis HaMikdash, told Abishol ben Botnis and his friends, you want to be very machmer, then that's fine, but don't bring karbanos with it. Instead, what you should do is, you should do community service with it. You should use the money to help the rabbim. Why? The Tanya, because it's a brisa. If somebody stole, but he doesn't know who he stole from. So what should he do? If someone steals and he knows who he stole from, it's easy. You stole from Reuven, return to Reuven. You stole from Shimon, you stole from Shimon. But what if somebody stole, doesn't know who he stole it from? So you should take the money that you stole and you should make tzarchei rabbim. Mind you, what's an example of tzarchei rabbim? Rav Chizda said, Boyrois, Shichen, Umaris. Dig ditches, and that's what you should do with it. Rashi says, Ayin bava kamba daf nuna midbeis. But the Gemara says, my bar, my shiachu, my ma'ara. But either way, you should go do whatever you do, something that the rabbim's going to benefit. So they came to the Beis HaMikdash. What they want to do with this? They want to be makiv oilois and chatois and shlomims. And they were told, no, that's not what you should do with it. Boyrois, shichin, umaris. Because what are you worried about? You're worried that it came from the rabbim. And you want to be machmer that on some level it's gzeil. They say it's not really gzeil. Okay, but you want to be machmer as if it's gzeil. Gzeil. You want to be machmer as if it's gzeil? Treat it like gezel rabbim. What's gezel rabbim? Tzarchei rabbim. Don't bring karbanis with gezel rabbim. The idea is not to give it to the Abish. The idea is to return it to the original owner. So the way you return it to the original owner is by giving it to him. If you don't know who it is, Tzarchei Rabbim. That's the next best thing. So that's what they were told. So the Gemara, Antbri, Rav Chizda, Rabbana Ukfa, Vidarash. Rav Chizda and Mar Ukfa, they were once walking together And Rav Chizda said the following drash. He said, you're not supposed to measure on yontif. So he said, you shouldn't measure barley on yontif to feed your behem. However, if you have a measuring cup that way that measures a kav or a kabayim, you're allowed to stick it into the sa'irin and give it to your behem of ene choshesh, that you don't have to worry about. So you're not allowed to take it with your hand, put it into the measuring cup. But to put the measuring cup through the sa'irin, that's okay. V'hanachdoin. Now, a nachdoin usually means a baker. But Rashi says that mevashel kederos nami kari nachdoin. Sometimes a chef, someone that cooks, someone that deals with pots is also called a nachdoin. So this nachdoin is a chef, not a baker. Moidei tavlin, he's allowed to measure spices. V'noisel antoich kederos. So like this, he's not going to mess up the tavshel. So even though, again, you're not allowed to measure on yontif, but at the same time, if you're a chef, you're allowed to measure spices. Om Rav Yirmi Barab, Om Rav, another halacha. My dead is Isha Kemach B'yantiv. A woman's allowed to measure flour on yontiv, and I send us a teichitza. So when she's making dough, Kidei Shetit al Chala B'ayin Yafas, like this, she's going to give the proper amount of challah. And the background to this halacha is that when a woman makes challah, she has to be mafresh challah. How much challah do you have to be mafresh? So Midei Raisa, really there's no shear. But there's an idea that Chazal said that you should give Ayin Yafa, you should give 1/24. Now, if you know exactly how much dough you have, you'll know what 1/24 is. But if you don't know how much dough it is, how are you going to know to give 1/24? So what are you going to do? You're going to take a guess. Most people, when they guess, they're Meir Heter, they guess on the low end because people don't want to give away so much. So therefore, Rav said that even though you're not allowed to measure on Yontif, but a woman who's making something with dough and has to be mafresh challah, she should measure the kemach. Like this, she'll know exactly what 1/24 is, so that when she gives challah, she'll give it by in yafa. She won't be stingy about it. She'll give the right amount. That was Rav's shita. If Rav says one way, who usually argues? Shmuel amar aser. Shmuel says no. That even though sometimes you're allowed to measure on yontif, this is not a good enough reason to measure on yontif. Right? The Gemara, Shmuel said aser. Vatanid ve Shmuel. It was taught in the yeshiva of Shmuel. Mutter, that it's really mutter. You have a steer in Shmuel. Here Shmuel said aser, and here Shmuel said mutter. Amar Abaye. So Abaye said, I'll tell you what's going on. Hashat amar Shmuel aser. If Shmuel said aser, Vatanid ve Shmuel mutter, and there's a tanid ve Shmuel that's mutter, must be Shmuel halacha lemaisa aser lashmina. Must be, this is a situation of halacha the ein moirin kein. Meaning, must be that really it's mutter, but ein moirin kein. You don't tell people it's mutter. And that's why Shmuel said aser. Meaning, the Tanit Vei Shmuel was mutter because he really held it's mutter. A woman's allowed to measure the dough to know how much challah to be mafresh. So why Shmuel say aser? Because this is an example of, you're right, the halach is one way, but ein moirin kein. If somebody comes and asks you a shayla, you don't paskin that way. Zok de gemara vayter. So the Gemara now is going to go me inyan le'inyan, and that is, we're going to discuss sifting on yontif. So one of the lametes melachis is merakid. The truth is, there are three of the lametes melachis that are very, very similar. Zoyra, boirer, and merakid. Zoyra means to winnow. So that's when the tefuah is out in the field, and there's oichel and psoilus mixed together. So the farmer would take the tefuah, he would throw it up into the wind. The wind would separate the oichel and the psoilus. It's called zoyra, it's called winnowing. Merake means to sift, to take flour and run it through a sieve so that you separate the oichel and the psoilus. And boire, we know what that is. So really, zoyra, boire, and merake are all very much the same. And you could have argued that they should even be one malacha, not three. But in the cheshbon of the 39 malachas, they count as three. The Gemara is going to discuss now being merake, sifting on yontif. So you let us sift on yontif or not. We're talking about sifting food. It's l'tzoyr ha'ichel nefesh. So at first glance, you're going to tell me, of course. Ain ben yontif l'shabbos elo eichel nefesh. So it's a melachas eichel nefesh. If I can cook, if I can bake, if I can shecht an animal, why shouldn't I be able to be merakid? Why shouldn't I be able to sieve? The answer is because of the name of the parak. What's the parak called? Ain tzadin. You're not allowed to capture animals. You're not allowed to trap animals. And Rashi said at the very, very beginning of the parak, even though Tosfos argued, but Rashi said at the beginning of the parak that why you're not allowed to trap an animal? You're doing it for eichel nefesh. So Rashi says, because being that you could have done it before yontif, and you wouldn't have compromised anything had you done it before on yontif, you're not allowed to do it on yontif. So the only time you're allowed to do melachas eichel nefesh on yontif is if you couldn't have done it before yontif, or you could have done it, but it wouldn't have been as good. It's like you can cook before yontif, and you could cook on yontif. But the food's more geshmak if you cook it fresh on yontif than before yontif. Therefore, you're allowed to cook. So the only time you're allowed to do a melacha on yontif is if you couldn't have done it before yontif. Merakid, you could have done before yontif. And therefore, you can't be merakid on yontif. That's pasha. That's not even the sugya. The sugya is going to discuss a custom that people that work in the kitchen had, and that is to be merakid a second time, to do chazara on the merakid. And the minhag was that people would sift flour, and then they would sift it a second time.
The purpose of sifting it a second time was to improve the texture of the kemach, so that you're not really being miraculous to separate the oichel and the psilas, because you did that the first time. So why are you doing it now a second time? Obviously, you're accomplishing something, otherwise you wouldn't do it. But that second sifting is not really miraculous. And being that it's not really miraculous, so therefore there was a thought that maybe you should be allowed to do it. And that's a discussion. Are you allowed to be shoyno miraculous? Are you allowed to do miraculous a second time or not? Tanu Rabbanu Tzibraisa. In shoyinim kemach b'yantav. You're not allowed to do miraculous for a second time with the flower on yantav. First time for sure not, but even the second time. Shumra papayis rabbi dvam seira amru. Shoyinim you're allowed to. V'shavin, everybody agrees. Shenafa l'toichit tzorer kisim. That if a rock falls into the kemach on yantif, shoshayinim, everybody agrees then you're allowed to. Why? Because if it fell in it on yantif, then you couldn't have done it before yantif. If you couldn't have done it before yantif, then it's a regular melech zaychel nefesh, then it's mutter. Right? The whole shayla is that I shouldn't be able to do miraculous because I could have done it before yantif. If I'm trying to be miraculous, the psoilus that was there before yantif, I could have done it before yantif. But if it's rara or kisim falls in on yantif, I couldn't have done it before yantif. So therefore, everyone agrees it's going to be mutter. Tanya Tana Kamed Ravina, there was a Tana that told Ravina, ain't shayna kenach be yantif. You're not allowed to do it for a second time of yantif. I will not fall tsrara or kisim. However, if a tsrara or kisim falls in it, then you're allowed to take it out with your hand. So you're not allowed to sift it a second time. But if a tsrur or kisim falls in, you could do bayer with your hand. And it sounded like you could do bayer with your hand. However, you can't do bayer with a sieve. And Amalei, so Ravina told this Tana, Kolshken da aser davali kebayer. He told him, no, to be bayer is worse than being miraculous a second time. To be miraculous a second time is not as bad as being bayer. Ayin Rashi explains why. So therefore, for sure, this would be okay. So Gemara, Darash Rava bar Rav Huna Zuti, Apischa de Nahardo. So Rava bar Rav Huna Zuti once gave the following drasha at the entranceway of Nahardo. He said, Shoyne kemach b'yantiv. He said that you're allowed to sift kemach on yantiv. Amalu Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman told him, Puku v'amru leila Abba. He said, go tell Abba, he told him that what you're saying is not true, and as a result, we're not going to be makrotai. Meaning, it sounds like you're giving us this major kula. Shoyne kemach biyantif. You're allowed to sift flour for a second time. Shoyne, right, for the second time on yantif, but it's not really true. And he said, how do I know that? Because pukchazi kama muhulta hadarim ben harda. So, meaning, he told him the opposite. It's mutter, he said. But at the same time, he says, I'm not being makatoif to you because we know it's mutter. Everyone knows it's mutter. Look at all the sifters already know this. And as a result, you're coming as if you're telling us breaking news that this is something that's mutter. I don't have to be makatoif because it's something that everybody already knows. This is the Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef's wife, Nahalo Kamcha Agavadam Holta. So she used to sift the flour for Rav Yosef the second time, but she did it with a shinoi. She did it on the back of the sieve. Like she did it with a shinoi. Amalaz, Rabbi Yosef told her, Chazida, no rifta malya sabayina. I would prefer you don't do it with a shinoi. I want to have good bread, and there's no reason to make a shinoi. Shoyne kemach b'yante, if you're allowed to do the second round, and as a result, do it in the regular way. The visitor of Ashi, Nala Kamcha, Agaba the Psayer. Rav Ashi's wife did the same thing. She also did it with a shinoi. Ayin Rashi and Tosfos, what the shinoi was exactly, but she did it with some sort of shinoi. Amar Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi said, Hadi don, parti don bar chama. My wife is the daughter of Rami bar chama. Some had the gears to Rami bar Abba. For Rami bar chama, Marud of the Hava, Rami bar chama was a big tzaddik, vilav the chazi mebe nasha, they have avda. And if this is what my wife saw, this, she must have seen it in her mother's house, which means this was my shver, must have endorsed. And if she did with a shinoi, vaistois, the way you're supposed to do it is with a shinoi. One more mishnah. A person's allowed to go to the grocer that he usually shops by. He's allowed to tell him, tainly baits him, give me eggs, vagoys and walnuts. Dominion, you're allowed to use a number. Meaning, we saw that you have to be very sensitive with what you say and what you don't say when you buy something from a chenveni on yantiv. So you would have thought that you're buying eggs and these things, maybe you can use a number. No, you're allowed to use a number. The reason is, because these numbers are not necessarily used in commercial settings. A balabas in his house talks this way, and as a result, it's going to be okay. Tanu Rabbanan Abrais. A person's allowed to go to the shepherd that he usually goes to. You can tell him on yantif, give me a goat, a tle echad, or a sheep. It's a tabach harogalatz. He's allowed to go to his butcher. And tell him, tell him I want this body part of the animal, that body part of the animal. It's a patam harogalatz. He's allowed to go to the person that fats up his oifos. And tell him, give me this bird, give me that bird. It's a nachtam harogalatz. He's allowed to go to his baker. And tell him, give me one loaf of bread. Muskachas. Give me one Danish. Veitzel Chemini Rogel. Let's let it go to his Chemini. His gross. Remember, like 10 Esrim Beitzim. I want 20 eggs. Like Chamisha Megoizim. Or 50 walnuts. Asara Farsigin. Give me 10 peaches. Vechamisha Rimoinim. Give me 5 pomegranates. And what a way to end the Yontif of Sukkot is daf. The Esrig Echod. Or give me one Esrig. Or Bevad Shalai Yaskal. Or Schum. Mida, however, you just have to be careful that you don't mention the measurement. You're allowed to mention numbers, that's okay. Dollar amounts, no. Measurements, no. Amounts, Shimon Elazar, Shimon Elazar said, that you don't have to be sensitive to schum mida, you have to be sensitive to schum mekach. You're not allowed to mention price. Price is something that you're not allowed to mention. That's the way the daf began. That's the way the daf ends. That you can't talk about price. So when somebody buys something on Yontif, the tzorich simchas Yontif, eichel nefesh it's mutter under certain circumstances. But at the same time, the language that was used, that's what the sensitivity was. Obviously, these are technical halachas. These are things that if we lived in that world for an hour, we'd probably appreciate and be able to understand a lot better if we spent one Yontif in Bavel, in Surah, or in Pumpadisa, Nahar Pocket, Masa Mechasya, Narash, some of the cities the Gemara mentioned in today's daf, we'd have a much better appreciation for some of the nuances and the subtleties in today's daf. But this is the Yesod. Mekach u'memkar, l'tzorech simchas yontif is mutter, but you have to make sure that you don't do it in a maisachal. You don't do it in a vachendig way. As long as it's not done too much in a vachendig way, for simchas yontif, for eichel nefesh, Chazal allowed it, and on that note, Hadran Allah, ain't sudden.